We know about RV camping, and you may have heard of glamping, glamorous camping. Now we're going to hear about champing. That's camping inside churches no longer in use, and it's big in England. NPR's London correspondent Frank Langfitt took his family champing in an 18th century church outside of Oxford.
Our night at St. Catherine's Church begins at the Coach and Horses Inn, a nearby pub.
Hi. Yeah, I'm here to get the key to the church.
Yeah.
The bartender, Georgia Rose, hands me a heavy key the size of an eyeglass case.
Here you go. It goes in upside down.
It goes in upside down. I would not have guessed that. Do you get many people coming to the church?
Yeah, we do actually. It's quite a popular destination for people to just come and stay randomly. Sometimes you get families wanting to spook their kids out.
We pull up to St. Catherine's, a tiny church with ochre-colored walls, blue doors, and a clock tower. Daughter Katie, 16, is not sold.
It's a cute little church.
I thought this would be bigger.
I know, you wanted a cathedral?
I was hoping for a cathedral.
I think a cathedral costs more.
A night at St. Catherine's isn't cheap. The church's conservation trust, charity, which oversees more than 350 empty churches, charges over $200 a night for the four of us. The money helps fund maintenance for these historic properties, which have gone vacant over the decades as church going has declined in England. Our son Christopher, who's 13, discovers a pump organ next to the wooden box pews.
There's like four pedals, and the four pedals, you actually pump air. So when you press a key, it comes out.
On the wall above hangs a plaque listing members of the family that built the church.
Sacred to the memory of Charles Piers, son and heir of Sir Charles Piers, who died August 7th, 1781. Wow. His remains are deposited in the vault of this holy edifice.
One of the Piers descendants, a farmer also named Charles Piers, lives nearby. Church's trust gave me his numbers, so I asked him to come around.
Hi, Mr. Piers. I'm Frank. I'm with NPR. Nice to meet you.
He explains the church's history. Sir Charles Piers, the former Lord Mayor of London, made a fortune with the British East India Company, and his son, also Charles, built St. Catherine's in the early 1760s. The family fortune passed on to descendants who became vicars.
And all they did is spent the money building churches and vicarages and schools for other villages. So that's where the family fortunes went.
St. Catherine's never had a big congregation and became unsustainable in the 1970s.
With a small parish and all the costs involved in running a church like this, we couldn't see any other way of keeping the church going and preserved other than hand it over to the redundant churches fund.
But how to make sure that churches like this get some public use and don't just fall apart? Peter Ayres, chief executive of the Church's Conservation Trust, got an idea.
Why not wake up with this amazing building rising above you? Then I simply combined the name camping with churches and came up with champing. Give it a name and suddenly you've got a product.
The trust provides water, cots and a composting toilet where needed, but no showers.
This year we have had over 1,600 people stay. We pretty much tripled our figures from last year.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Back at St. Catherine's, my wife, Julie, and Christopher are playing backgammon on a cot by the light of a camping lamp and a smartphone. As the clock strikes 11, we climb into our sleeping bags. The church now feels familiar, not spooky. The only thing that keeps me up? The bells, which chime every hour. Next morning, we pack up the car. Katie says her favorite part was meeting Charles Piers and learning about the church's history.
This was fun. I actually enjoyed this. Except I'm hungry now.
So off we drive to breakfast and then home. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Oxford, England.